For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Dozens of former CIA officials have joined the chorus of national security professionals denouncing President Trump's decision to pull former CIA Director John Brennan's security clearance. They wrote, "It has nothing to do with who shouldn't and should hold security clearances, and everything to do with an attempt to stifle free speech." Three more former senior intelligence officials added their signatures to the letter denouncing the president's action. The president denied he was trying to silence his critics.
Critics.
If anything, I'm giving him a bigger voice. Many people don't even know who he is, and now he has the bigger voice, and that's okay with me because I like taking on voices like that.
He insisted he was getting high praise for his move to retaliate on Brennan and review security credentials of nine others. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
Gunfire turned a football game at a Palm Beach Central High School in Florida on Friday into an all-out panic. Two people were wounded, one of them critically. Others were hurt in the stampede. WPEC-TV's Vincent Crivelli.
The sheriff's office says multiple shots were fired. One gunshot victim was taken to the hospital by his friend, and the other gunshot victim was taken by first responders. Witnesses described the situation as a massive stampede from the high school stadium where a football game was underway.
Police are investigating. There's no word on the motive. A Texas jury awarded more than $242 million to a Dallas-area family who sued Toyota over what they said was a defective front seat in their Lexus sedan. In a 2016 rear-end collision, the Rivases alleged the defect caused their front seat to collapse on their two young children in child safety seats in the back. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need 100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
The White House has received a letter from former intelligence chiefs in support of one of their own, as USA's Chris Barnes reports.
A dozen former top intelligence officials speaking out in support of John Brennan while speaking out against President Trump's decision to revoke the former CIA chief's security clearance. In a joint letter to the White House, they call it a political move, which special counsel to President Trump Kellyanne Conway denies.
You keep those security clearances as a professional courtesy or to keep an unbroken line for the next successor administration if you can be helpful with respect to
advice.
National security. He's proven neither.
She spoke on Fox and Friends. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
People in Detroit are remembering Aretha Franklin. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
Tributes pouring in for Aretha Franklin, family, friends, and fans celebrating the Queen of Soul. The 76-year-old Franklin passed away Thursday. Motown artist Smokey Robinson was one of her closest friends. They lived in Detroit, surrounded by others who had become music legends.
Diana Ross lived four doors down the street, and the Four Tops lived two blocks over, and the Temptations lived three blocks over. There were a lot of us in that neighborhood. We just always had regular relationships. We very seldom, when we got together, even talked about show business.
Aretha Franklin's funeral will be held August 31st in her hometown of Detroit. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.